Yeah, it's your boy JT, keeping it a billion.
It's your girl, Nay. It's your boy JT, keeping
it a billion. Yeah, that's what we do. We keep it a billion together. All we speak on is facts, real shit, keep it a billion. You know, it's all about truth. It's all about our reality. Shit that we get into. Over some Julio. You know. Shit like liquid. Viagra and all that. Woo! Fucking all day off this shit. Don't even get them. Woo! But it's your boy Tune In, man. I want to know some real shit. I just want to know. On some G shit. I got to know this answer. You're a woman, I'm here. Like, I gotta get to the bottom line and shit. You know, a lot of chicks might have different answers. Everybody think different. But what's the sole reason why people get in relationships? Like, be honest. Why? Why?
I think, you know what's crazy? People, we are a prime example to be on top of that. Not even to be like in tune with us, but titles is titles. Like my family with the marriages, no one does all that shit. It's just a title. So when you say relationship, it's just like, okay, a commitment, you get comfortable with a person, you meet a person. Like with a, when you just meet a person, you vibe with a person, and I end up chilling almost every day, every other day, and just like get that vibe. It's just y'all become in tune with each other, and that's the energy you build, and like if that's a person you can be around when you got your free time, why not be around it? But as far as this, why not have your own person, have your partner, your backbone? If you can find a legitimate person who is for you, that you can be in tune with like that on that level,
yeah,
why not have that? I mean, people are traditional, they want to just get married and go to their family, want to have kids and love. But as far as me and my perspective and nowadays today, I don't give a shit about a marriage. I got them ring. I mean, a ring is in my finger to be cute. Like, not cute, but like a blessing as if that's love, but not as a title. Title is just titles and it fucks everything up.
Title fucks everything up, right?
It do. So,
start feeling entitled, obligations, you have to do this.
Overthinking shit, just being weird as fuck.
You
like,
start
just
doing shit that you never did before when you was fucking with the person, just become overly emotional. All type of shit, right? Alright, we ain't gonna start icing and grilling and all that.
But no, on a real note, like that's what that is, because for me a personal that don't matter to me. Saying I'm married. A paper, it's a piece of paper. Because we're not together, but I'm gonna tell you, you're my husband because you are my husband, you're mine.
Right.
Because of the level of commitment we have to each other. The things that I am willing to do for you, you got them right, you my husband. Who else am I gonna do that kind of shit for? In this today's society, that's the label they will put on you. The things that I'm willing to do for you, that's the title they will put on you. They probably say you probably more than that, you probably got in my goddamn world, because I'll go above and beyond and kill for you type shit. Like, for my partner, my lover, and you are my lover. But no, seriously, being serious. Yeah. Everybody can get this good loving, baby.
Alright, so I'm gonna get my answer.
Go ahead and finish.
I would say people get in relationships for that companionship, for that it's my partner. You know, and it ain't always gotta be business. It's all about just a life partner. You know, sometimes you got immediate family, you got your friends you grow up with. But organically and naturally, a man and a woman is put on this earth for each other. Period. Now, what we do with the word relationship is only natural. Bond. Good. Family. Kids. You know? That love that'll make you want to kill somebody for them. You know, just shit like that. So it's just a good feeling that a man and a woman give each other. Now all the outside shit is good stereotypes and the propaganda and all this, but you have to do that shit. It's just about a natural feeling.
It's a natural feeling.
It's just, that's my person, like you said. And it's all this man cheat. No, a man gonna change for the right woman. Ain't nothing ifs, ands about that. You know? The right woman. What it's about, the right woman.
I really want to interrupt you if I said it or something.
And when that woman makes a man feel like the man that he's supposed to be, why I'm a cheat? I'm going to feel comfortable telling another woman, y'all got a woman, man. I got a woman at home. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't need nothing from y'all. Like, what you want? If my chick don't like you, we can't fuck. Straight up. Other than that, you keep it pushing. You know, I'm not into that.
How old are you?
35.
I'm 26. I think it's important to know our age gap because our mindsets and our opinions on that topic.
It's to be a genuine,
loving individual, you can't teach that.
You can't teach it. You can't sell it.
You ain't gonna get the right shit. You're gonna get fucked up mentally. You're gonna be in jail for fucking three murders and homicide. You're gonna be on the run. You got them Cancun.
Yo, you're gonna be on the homicide. So the next question is what are we building on next? What's up?
Next question.
There's a lot of topics to deal with.
Would you rather maybe a partner with good sex or a bag? It's a perfect song.
I would say, me being in a man position, I would say I would say good pussy.
Exactly, I figured that.
Yeah, fuck all that. Because you can always learn how to get some money. Sometimes you can't fix a pussy problem. If a bitch got trash, dry pussy, don't know what to do with it, don't know how to suck it. You gonna go get it from somewhere else. So I gotta be secure in my relationship, knowing that the pussy good, the pussy good way. Shit like that. You feel me? How you feel about it? Be honest, what's up?
I'm being honest. I'm an independent person. I don't mind getting my own bag. That's first and foremost. A female as a woman who wants a man who provides and spoils and does like good shit. But I might get my own bag, and sex is also an essential in my relationship. Like, yes.
Essential? Necessity? Important?
But not real shit, because, like, that is my stress relief. Like, that is an important part of my life. Like,
what that should do?
I don't require much.
And all that, yeah. Just like a workout.
A complicated person. I don't care about the money, the material, all that. I'm a love and affection person.
Love and affection. So what's your love language?
Just genuine love and care, making sure my partner, taking care of my partner as much as if it was taking care of myself. That little thing you think about, the big thing you think about. You say you need, I think you need your ears cleaned. I'm gonna make sure y'all get some, you clean them ears, baby. I'm gonna like, before you get to you thinking that you're hungry, I'm already gonna know you're gonna be hungry. So I'm already gonna be ready and on it for you. Like, you know, just.
Like in the morning time when a man wake up, food's already cooking, food that smell is in the air, his coffee or his tea made, you feel me? And then you got the time, a good dick suck, fuck, send him off happy, right? Man come home happy after that. Like, baby, what you want? What you have? What you need?
Man come home happy. We be waiting for you to come home. So it's
your
idea.
Say that.
When it's genuine and real, that's all you want. Everything else is gross. The money shit, that's not great about it. We can get it back together. And we can have great sex. I'd rather have to do that. And you know how to get so bad.
I'm on the phone right now. I'm on the phone right now.
Baby.
Yo, we went on a vacation, right?
Yes, Daddy.
And we happened to see somebody that looked attractive and all that. And, you know, we was out having a good time. Like, shorty walked up on us and all that. I was like,
yo, y'all look so good together. Whatever face is now chill with y'all.
You know, she was probably the,
fuck around and find out. She ready to get down. She ready to have a good time.
Good time, not for a long time, right?
Daddy, you... Of course it's not too late. You don't care about some of you. Right now. I ain't fucking wearing right now. When you take a seat.
Break this down, man. Break this down. Let them know what you're working on right now. It's her first design and all that. You feel me? Like, keep it a billion.
I love you too, baby.
I love you too. Yeah, look at that.
No, no. Like from scratch.
From scratch.
Piece by piece.
She writes this on a computer.
With the assistance of my baby, of course. He definitely did come through in little bling.
So if y'all need that, holla at him, holla at me, whatever.
But now you see my baby though too, he did us some work. Look at this, tunnel vision what?
Tunnel vision, that's all I see is money.
Yeah. Listen, get the, you see the, what the bottom, the back, we gonna get that tuned in, tap in, follow, like, subscribe. Details will be there, tap in.
Website in the description, you feel me? And you on Instagram, you know, like a bio. But, yeah, I just wanted to switch it up real quick.
That's Don Julio. Just kick my ass.
Don Julio, no joke, right?
Kick right in. That Taylor had me smooth. I said,
that shit like a natural.
Done. That's just right? That. Woo.
That Don Julio.
I had to hold my head.
I see why that shit
got heavy.
That shit get the job done. All aspects. But, I bet you. So cute. So beautiful. Okay. My baby girl. I bet you. I'm gonna bite you right now. But see about to turn us into OnlyFans type situation.
This is an everyday lifestyle for us. They can't keep up. Stop. Nah, anyway, let's go on to the next because we almost have 4 minutes. Nah, second. I suck dick.
Sucking dick on the highway?
I suck dick. Well, you can't answer that one though. You eat nobody's pussy?
Nah, on the highway, can't.
I mean, in the car outside, anywhere.
Yeah, that's regular shit. Yeah. What?
Regular shit.
Next topic.
Oh, but when I said I don't want to do monogamy question.
Monogamy?
When I said that last night, you made it a whole.
What, about being with one person?
And how many things on the chat?
I don't even know.
Okay, Papa. How many can you recall, at least?
A few.
Okay.
I could recall something. Me and my homies used to do that shit every day.
Every day?
Not every day, but you know what I'm
saying. I mean, y'all was boys, y'all was in the street, y'all was good, like, that was regular shit. You got bitches that were flocking. If I was a guy and I had a dick, the bitches was flocking. what? Thump shit. Listen, I be getting my dick wet too, bitch. Come suck it. Thank you for tapping in with us.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
I mean, right. Unless I offer it. But
makes sense.
I ain't pull up my shit because you was. That's how you got started. Cause I did this. Thank you, Orange.
Well, I've been dating.
Yo, what's wrong with you? Not in the kitchen. See, if he shit like that, that's funny.
That's why I said this always gotta be in the background, cause I'll be on nut shit, and you don't be getting it on camera. But you gotta hear the conversation in the background. The conversation in the background is important because that's how we got into that. You said something, and I said something, and I said, and I played it along into it, and then did that, then got back into it. What you had to do.
Why are we goofy like that?
Yo,
he is stupid. Oh my god.
No, we gotta do the intro. The outro for some call it day. Just really mess up our face and shit.
I'm sorry. The phone threw me off.
Oh shit. Yeah, get out of the car.